Hey, hey, you're listening to Don't Lie to Your Life Coach podcast with Kim Arrington. I'm Kim Arrington. I'm a life coach, a weight loss coach, an author, and a badass passionate about helping you connect back to your most authentic self. Join me here each week so I can coach you on how to think all those juicy thoughts that get you feeling your absolute best and taking some big ass action. Coaching has changed my life, and it can change your life too. I'm here to give you real life solutions to create a life you'll love. Because the truth is, boo, you ain't just got problems, you got options.
Hey, 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 y'all. I gotta tell you something. Rihanna and I have something in common. No, not just that we're incredible women, not that we're entrepreneurs, but we have this little thing right here. If you're listening to me, I'm going to describe it. On my lips, at the top, it's called a Cupid bow, the way my lips go in, and it's an inverted Cupid bow, and it's very rare. I never knew I had it. You can look up your lip shape if you want. Apparently, it says something about your personality. I think this means I'm quick-witted, which is very true. But Rihanna has it too. And I like to have anything that Rihanna has because I think she's an absolutely gorgeous, sexy, incredible, smart, witty, irreverent, watch what the fuck you say to me, woman. And giving. And I love her. So anyway, that is just how I'm going to open up, is that today, in today's episode, we're going to talk about how we aren't here for everyone else's pleasure. And I wore my cheetah print. I actually dreamed about a cheetah last night, which I guess spirit was telling me it was time for me to do this episode. I dreamed a cheetah was like walking me down the road. I would say that I would look at that as my personal power. I don't know. I'll spend some more time thinking about it. When I put on the dress today, I was like, I dreamed about a cheetah. But for many, many years, cheetah print for me was just something I could not do. I wasn't really into it. I think it looked great on other people generally. I was more of a snakeskin girl, but that was rare. But after this pandemic, I started saying, I'm going to do things I haven't done before. So I was like, I'm going to find me a cheetah print dress that I like. And this one's cute. And it's got sleeves on it. Just like when y'all know that I'm sitting on a yoga bolster because my seat is so low and my butt eventually slides down. So I had to get my butt grips together. Anyway, for me, it was about me asking myself, like, what are some things I want to try for myself? Not for what everybody else thought. When I had a real thing around my arms, I have stretch marks on my arms, which now I love. I don't even think about them. I didn't show my arms for many years because I thought they were very big. Y'all got a puff on my lips, huh? All right. I know I probably have lipstick on my teeth. I rarely wear lipstick either. I usually wear lip gloss. But anyway, I was not always showing my arms because I had this idea of what my arms should look like. I work out a lot. I've lost 51 pounds and I've kept off 41 of those pounds. Currently am working to get some weight off right now, but I just decided one day, I didn't wait till my arms, I felt great about them. I was like, I'm going to feel great about my arms by showing them. And it worked. People comment on my arms all the time. And I don't need that. I think it's great. Compliments are great, but I don't need that. So let's talk about that. I'm not a jerk, usually. We're going to talk about approval today. We are going to talk about how it is not your job to bring delight, joy, happiness, goodness. What are the other nouns I could put in there? Into people's lives. in actuality, we are taught this. If you are a woman or a person who identifies as a woman, we are taught to be pleasing to others. And what I want to suggest is we learn how to flip that shit and we become pleasing to ourselves. As a matter of fact, when we are pleasing to ourselves, people feel that energy and they are brought in, not because we're trying to be something for them, but because we're feeling it on from ourselves. It emanates. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I was minding my own business and I get these kind of intuitive flashes. And one day on my phone, like it just came in my mind, we are not here to delight other people. We are here to delight in ourselves. And when we share that authentically, then it activates other people to think about their delight and they delight in themselves. And then we can have a whole delight party. So what does that mean and how do you get there? You all will hear me all the time talk about practice makes perfect. Now, perfect is not a bad word for me. Really, actually, because perfect is a word sometimes y'all get a little hung up on. Practice makes authentic. Boom. Practice makes authentic. You know, when you see those back in the day when they had the cartoons, there'd be the song and there'd be the bouncing thing that goes with the words. Practice makes authentic. Okay, authentic. So practice makes authentic. That means that sometimes I wear an outfit to Whole Foods or, you know, somewhere that I feel a little, ooh, I don't know. And by the end of it, it's the bravery that I've put out, that the courage of doing something when I'm not quite ready, that allows me to delight in myself. So I got to ask you, I want you to stop right now and think about some ways that you delight in yourself. You know, and it doesn't have to be aesthetically, okay? I delight in myself because I'm smart. I delight in myself because I have a kick-ass garden. I delight in myself because I make it a priority to get 7+ hours of sleep. I delight in myself because I walked away from a shit job that I didn't want anymore because I really want to bake bread. I don't know. I don't bake, but I'm saying, you know, so think about right now, I'm going to stop. I'm going to shut up. I want you to think about three ways you delight in yourself. Okay. I'm not going to do the Jeopardy music, although I really want to. So think about it. Let's take a moment and think about that. These are things that you can decide to not allow people to take from you. People are always going to have opinions. And what we know about other people's behavior is it's always about them. So if someone is commenting on my intelligence, my body, you know, my feelings, it's about them. Now, obviously, we have trusted loved ones in our lives who bring something to us that can enrich us. But it still gets to go through your processing and you get to decide if that is your truth. Are they reflecting back your truth to you? Okay. So how do you delight in yourself? And how are you going to stop needing to delight in others? I promise y'all, when I get dressed now, when I do my hair, when I, you know, I'm an earring girl, when I put on my earrings, when I choose my outfits, I have one person in mind, and that is me. As I walk in the street and people may say something, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But what I believe that they are picking up on is me feeling a certain way about me. And let me tell you, I have fought long and hard to get here. It is part of the reason why I have this podcast, because I want to make it easier for you. So let's talk about some ways that you can learn to delight in yourself and some ways that you can push back against when folks ain't feeling what you've decided is your reality. Okay. So let's start first with the pushback. Mamas, aunts, cousins, grandmas, grandpas, daddies. So many people who love us are pitched, they're pitched to love us by thinking of what safety looks like for them. So I'm gonna talk about my mama. My mama hates when I say fuck. Y'all, there is an E by this podcast for a reason. Sometimes it makes a sentence lovely when I could put those words there. That is me being authentic, okay? I always laugh. I know Malcolm X said that if you use profanity, then you are not able to express yourself authentically. Well, good for you, Malcolm. I like a lot of what you said, but that ain't authentic for me, okay? So that's part of what we do. When we are delighted in ourselves, we can't be bothered with the people who ain't delighted in ourselves. And that extends to our relationships. The boyfriend who told me he didn't like makeup. Don't wear makeup then, bruh. Or, you know, the boyfriend who said, I got a cute face if I only lost weight. Well, I lose weight for me, not for you. So deuces. Okay. At the end of the day, we can actually still stay in relationships with people who don't dig everything about us. If we're able to hold our center by digging what it is about us, then we don't need the approval of others. It's the approval. It's the need. It's the people pleasing. It's all of that that gets us in trouble. It's the needing to get a certain thing from a certain somebody who ain't trying to give it that gets you in trouble. If you are having relationship problems, I don't know, the Jay-Z song came. I'm not even going to butcher the lyrics. I got 99 problems. If you are having relationship problems, what I suggest, as long as there is not, you guys are always going to hear me say, physical violence or emotional violence. If there is not a physical or emotional violence, I would do a check on myself and I would ask myself, what am I looking for from this person? What do I think this person should be giving me that I should be giving to myself? What am I looking for from this person that I should be looking for in myself? Why am I deciding that safety and happiness is based in this person when it is really based in me? What changes do I want to make to embrace the parts of me? Are there changes I want to make to delight in myself? But let me give you a little note right here, I'm going to put a pin in it right there. I do not recommend you deciding you're going to be happy when you weigh 175 pounds. I recommend you being happy now and deciding if the 175 pounds is where you need to go. And y'all, I was a weight loss coach. First question I always used to ask my clients is, why, you know, do you want to do this? Can you get what you want to get where you are now? Like a bikini. You could put on a bikini at any weight. You don't have to decide to lose, you know, 75 pounds to put on a bikini. If you choose to do that, you could do that too. But please do not wait to be happy until you get to a certain place in your life. So back to the idea of how do we delight in ourselves? Look at yourself and let's talk aesthetically, like in the mirror. Spend time looking at yourself. I love my cheekbones. They're from my grandma and my mama. I love my legs. They ain't from my mama. I got my daddy's legs and they are great legs. Y'all, I got a lot in my front pocket and I love it. I love my commitment to working out daily. I love my entrepreneurial spirit. I can't work for anybody. I've got to be the person who comes up with it. When I was a professional singer, I liked it enough, but when I became a coach, I loved it. Okay? Teaching is my love language. I come from a long line of teachers. I got tobacco farmers and entrepreneurs on one side, and I got a whole family of teachers. And that is in my blood, but I had to decide I wanted to do that, not because it was, you know, no one ever said to me, you got to be a teacher. No one ever said that. I have to credit my mother. My mother never told me what I had to be when it came to growing up in terms of, well, let me change that. In terms of who I had to be and what I had to do as a profession. She never said that. And she was a teacher for 30 plus years. But that was something, coaching people is my version of teaching. I didn't want to go get a teaching degree. I didn't even want to be a certified coach. I had studied and self-developed and journaled and taught to myself and knew that I could impart wisdom and knowledge on people and they could decide if they want to take it. Did y'all hear that? Decide your message isn't for everyone, and that's okay. Don't spend a lot of time convincing people. Find your people. They won't need to be convinced. But I will tell you, I really think it's good to keep a variety of people around you with different ideas. You don't want to be surrounded by the yes folks, the people who hang off your every word. We ain't doing narcissism, okay? But what I want you to think about is, what are the things about you that you love, no matter what? When you get older, what are you going to still love about your face? And get rid of that still, Kim. What are you going to love about your face when you get older? Okay, let's go internal. Because y'all, it's always inside out to me. Okay? What are the traits about you like? Are you loyal? Are you funny? Are you introverted? Are you extroverted? Like, what is it that you delight? Like, I like the way I think about this. I like the way I react to this. Like for me, y'all, goof troop. I am goofy as hell. You'll know it. For some people, I'm too goofy. Deuces. It's okay. I'm not going to change. I've been doing this goofiness for 40 plus years, okay? So accepting yourself exactly how you are, that is a perfect way. Now, let's talk about it. Perfection versus authentic. Perfection is, I need to be the person. I'm going to use a terrible metaphor, but it's actually funny that I'm using this because I love my workout so much. Perfection is me being in the back of the pack, you know, when we're running and deciding I need to be the first person or else I can't enjoy working out. That's perfection. And that's also not what I want. But authentic is, I'm in the back of this pack, but I'm curious what it would be like to get to the middle of the pack. I'm curious what it would be to be, you know, what it would be like to be the next to last person or three people. I'm curious about those things. Instead of making it have to be a necessity, what about I'm curious how this would look in my life, not in my best friend's life, not in my aunt's life, but in my life through my particular unique filter through, you know, I say this a lot to my clients, Kim miles per hour, your name plus miles per hour, which basically means how does this look in my life when I show up in my particular way with my brand of how I do it? So more of that. Y'all got to take your eyes and begin to turn them from the outside and turn them back into the inside. Letting yourself be your guide. You can do the things you think you can't do. That's Eleanor Roosevelt. You must do the things you think you cannot do. That is a quote I live by. So this week, I want you, or today, or the next hour, I want you to notice how often you're looking outside of yourself to go inside of yourself. How often you're looking outside of yourself to feel good. How often you're looking outside of yourself to feel like whatever, you know, you finish the sentence. The work we do together is all about, it is all about looking at how you think and deciding if you want to keep it. And if you don't want to keep it, what do you want to do next? What do you want to do? How do you want to think? How do you want to feel? What do I need to think? What do I need to do to feel that way? How can I make it easy? Okay. So same time next week, check me out. We're going to continue finding ways to feel connected to ourselves in our lives, exactly where we are, decide where we want to go next, but really staying focused with where we are today and how we can feel delighted, connected, good with ourselves today. All right. Y'all have a good one. See you next week.
Are you feeling what you just heard? Good, good. Repeat after me. Don't have to figure it out on your own again anymore. I'm here to help. Head over to KimArrington.com and download my free video series dedicated to getting you feeling your best right now. Look around. There's some good stuff waiting on you. Got questions? Well, we're always talking on the socials, so find me on YouTube, Insta, and the book. Don't be shy, y'all. Go listen to another episode or join me here the same time next week. Finally, don't keep good shit to yourself. Share this with a homie that could use some help too. Remember, we're not lying to ourselves anymore. We're not lying to our doctors. And you damn sure don't lie to your life coach.